Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brittany Griner has been sentenced. See that?
I saw it. So they sentenced her to the 9.5 years they were trying to prosecute her for.
It's an interesting question. Would you rather be tried by the NFL or Russia?
I mean,
right, you know, like
NFL.
I think here you'd go NFL.
NFL, yeah.
But it's a sort of the same deal. You're like you're. Roger Goodell is deciding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care what the judge said here. I'm going to whatever. And Russia, what, you expect her to get off?
Right. Well, in fairness to the NFL, if you had pot juice, probably get a longer sentence than Deshaun Watson did abusing or doing bad stuff with the masseuses.
So I don't think it was any surprise that Brittany Griner has been sentenced to 9.5 years. I think we can all admit it's total.
No, it's insane.
It's insane. She has been sentenced to 9.5 years.
It's grandstanding.
In a Russian prison. But you can't trade her if you haven't imprisoned her first. And so it's very clear. Russia feels like this is just the greatest thing ever. Like they're making hay here.
Just to clarify, the legal expert on ESPN this morning on 92.9 said that basically Russia was contending that they had to wait to give her this sentence before they can start real negotiations with the states. Which is stupid. Also,
it also feels like
it's crazy, man.
What's weird is that Russia sort of has in the negotiations, like the United States offered this merchant of death dude.
I forgot about the negotiation for him.
And so they offered him.
Here he is.
And Dr. Death or merchant of death.
But it's a 2-for-1. We want some other dude.
Yeah. And we get the other dude and we get Brittany. And Russia has said, we are not prepared to talk about this yet. And it's weird that all of this is public. And then the United States has now said that Russia made a counteroffer, which was insulting.
Really?
Is not real.
I didn't see that part of the story.
Yep.
We countered.
And so, you know, who knows? They may have countered with, you know, us just surrendering. And everything. I don't know. Who knows what they asked for. So,
bad timing here, Brittany.
So it is. And the truth of the matter is people say, why in the world was she going there? Right. What was she doing? Like
this was
Ukraine. And the reason is you can't make money here.
Yeah, that she's going there to try to cash in
women's basketball in the United States.
Also a bad idea, though, even if you need the money.
No, it's a bad idea. But clearly it's a bad idea. But
I mean, I would love her the money they were probably paying her, but I wouldn't go to Russia, Jeff.
Well, that's good.
She and I probably could make the same amount of money in the States.
That's great. But anyway, so that's why she went to Russia. She didn't go to Russia because for jollies.
No,
She wasn't lollygagging and just having a good time vacationing in Russia.
No, she's playing basketball there.
And so anyway, I suspect. But Russia's going to enjoy this as long as they can. And very clearly, the Biden administration has felt pressure to get her out. There's been a lot of public pressure put on them. And so that's why. Typically, like this other dude whose name escapes me now has been sitting in that jail for a long time, and he's not, you know, they didn't offer up the merchant of death in exchange for him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.